Good afternoon, and welcome to the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply, with your host, Mark VandenBosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Welcome on this fabulous Friday, the last Friday of June, and the last Friday of the first half of 2013. Can't believe that's here already. Your host, Mark VandenBosch, with you. I need to introduce myself, I guess, because I've been gone for about 3 weeks here. There was a little bit of anxiety in my mind as I was preparing for today's show after Tony Hoover had filled in a few times. I thought I was going to be kind of like, what's that Wally Pipp story with Lou Gehrig? And Lou Gehrig came in when Wally Pipp sat out, and I don't think they ever heard from Wally Pipp ever again. But check your baseball encyclopedia to get the relevancy of that story. So let me set the stage for today's show. Very excited about what we're going to talk about today on the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. You know, siding is a very relevant topic in terms of new homes being built, but it's also very relevant in additions that are going on, so remodels, and even re-side applications. And we've talked in past shows about siding and the different options that are out there. Today, we're going to focus our show on James Hardy Fiber Cement. We've entitled our show, Picking Sides. And along for the ride today is Alan Lennertz, who is the James Hardy rep for the state of Michigan. Alan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark, for having me here. I'm excited for this and excited to talk to some homeowners, hopefully.
Absolutely. So, and as part of that, our phone number is 395-1450. You've been so kind as to offer off a gift for anyone that calls today.
Absolutely. Anybody that wants to call in today, ask some questions about siding or remodeling or new construction, we're going to give away a James Hardy t-shirt. Logoed and a nice white t-shirt for you.
So 395-1450, call in with your question or comment in relation to today's topic. So siding, you know, from a global perspective, there are many different types of siding, and siding has evolved over the last 100 years, really. And James Hardy Fiber Cement, can you just give a brief snapshot to our audience of where you have come over the last decade and where you are right now?
Absolutely, absolutely, Mark. So fiber cement siding originally was created about 4 years ago. James Hardy is the originator of the product of fiber cement. The purpose of it being created was to replace wood siding, actually. And a lot of what we were trying to accomplish is giving the aesthetics of wood, but giving the low maintenance of cement. And you are avoiding a lot of the things that you're running into with traditional wood siding, the maintenance of it on a regular basis, some rot, pest, woodpeckers, the things that come with that fire. So over the years, James Hardy has evolved its product to its current basis, which we look at as basically a water management system that will last a very long time and provide minimal maintenance on your home.
For those of the listeners that have maybe heard the term fiber cement but really don't know what it is at its core, what is this product comprised of?
So that's one of the things that differentiates us from our competitors. Fiber cement is supposed to be solid cement siding. So in that case,
they're installing fiber cement on the building.
Right? Evidently, yeah, we got some noise going on around there. Come down and check it out, right? So cement siding, James Hardy is made of over 90% cement and sand mixture, with 10% of, as we say, some secret sauce and a couple other things. But the formulation, the main purpose or the main process of, cement siding is cement itself. And with that, obviously, you're getting the durability and longevity and the low maintenance of that product long term.
So it really is a product that has come to the market as an alternative to wood.
Correct. And over time, it's becoming a lower maintenance option to go with even your vinyl, as we're starting to see even more and more right now.
Now, as far as profiles are concerned, you know, that's something that is sensitive to our market. And in our market, you see a lot of board and batten type profiles. You see people accenting homes in some cases, doing a complete wrap with shakes. You also see the lap type profile. What types of profiles do you offer to the marketplace?
Yeah, it's a great question. Exactly what you were saying is what we tried to offer to the market in cement. So we didn't originally come to the market with all of those options, but over time we've expanded our offering, and right now you literally can get a full wrap solution with trim, fascia, soffit, and siding. And in the siding offering, exactly what you said, we've offered a board and batten option where you can get smooth stucco and cedar mill, which is probably the most popular. You can get the lap sidings with the different reveals, which is a common request that we get asked about, is can you get that cedar look with the smaller exposure? Can you get a bigger exposure look like an aluminum or vinyl? So we can do that. And then the shingle, that has become extremely popular over time, especially up in the gables and the accents and things like that. You have the staggered and then the smooth. And then recently to our market, the half round shake as well.
You know, the product line really offers a high level of flexibility for the homeowner, and really give some unique looks. For those of you who are just joining us, you are listening to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch. I am flying alongside Alan Lennertz, who's with us from James Hardy Building Products. Is that what is
James
that
Hardy Building Products is the technical company name, yes.
Okay, James Hardy Building Products. Now, what we've done so far is kind of set the stage, give you a little bit of an idea of what fiber cement is and specifically what James Hardy is. We've talked a little bit about the profiles and the flexibility they offer from the cladding to the trim as well as the overhang. We've talked about that on the show, the before the soffit and fascia, which is the overhang of your home. I would like to talk briefly before the break about colors. You have this terminology called Color Plus. What's that all about?
Yeah, so that that is a very important part of our product offering right now to the market. Color Plus is something that what we decided to do is bring it in-house, so it is considered a factory finish. And we offer 23 colors to the market. 10 of those colors are available on trim, fascia, and soffit. And with that, it's a specialized paint specifically for cement. And the purpose of that is products react differently in the market. Contract and expand, they react different to UV and things like that. So we wanted a paint specifically for fiber cement, and we wanted to be able to monitor it 100% for curing and setting it up where you're avoiding different things that can happen in the field working with paint. And then the other thing is we wanted to change the maintenance cycle on fiber cement. So what we've done with creating this fiber cement Color Plus technology, we were able to turn around and put a 15-year warranty on the product. And the 15-year warranty actually covers labor and materials, so which is a very powerful warranty when it comes to pre-finishing or painting of a product.
Not only powerful, but unique to the industry.
Correct.
We're
going
to talk further about how James Hardy Siding is unique and offers a very relevant option for you. We'll do that right after the break. Stay with us. And welcome back to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. 395-1450 if you have questions or comments in relation to James Hardy Fiber Cement. And before the break, we talked a little bit about your Color Plus technology, which is really a unique offering and has definitely helped with your market share, not only, I think, in West Michigan, but throughout the Midwest and even throughout the country. Talk a little bit about the idea of maintenance. You know, when people think, oh, I'm putting siding on my house and it's not vinyl, so it has to be high maintenance. Where are we at in the industry with that type of term?
Yeah, no, that's a good question, because a lot of people come up to me and say, well, if it's not vinyl, it's not final in the essence, and that's the new methodology. Vinyl is final kind of thing, and vinyl is no maintenance. Well, that is a misconception, I guess, across the board, because there is not a product out there, it's made of natural resources, that is maintenance-free 100%, right? You're always going to have something where you're having to replace it, update it, the color is going to fade on it, it's going to crack, it's going to weather, something is going to happen. So the misconception with cement is, oh, I've got to paint it, So there's a tremendous amount of maintenance involved in that. And that's part of where we went with our Color Plus, is the Color Plus perspective of bringing that in-house is we wanted to change that myth about fiber cement with James Hardy. And with doing that, we've put basically, in our mind, a 15 to 20-year maintenance cycle on our fiber cement. We're guaranteeing 15 years with labor and materials against peeling, cracking, chipping, all the things that you would normally see with paint issues. So you're setting yourself up with a lower maintenance perspective. With vinyl, you're going to run into some different circumstances than maintenance of having to paint. You're going to deal with warping. You're going to deal with potentially your landscape guy shooting a rock at it, or just becoming brittle. A stick could hit it and do that. I had an instance where I had a friend that the grill got too close and melted the siding on it. So there's a lot of things that come into play where different types of maintenance are involved. And part of our Color Plus is, once again, we're attacking the longevity of it. We know that our Color Plus will fade 33% less than vinyl, as well as other paint options out there. So we want to offer that to our homeowners from a longevity standpoint.
You know, we at Zeeland Lumber and Supply love to partner with firms that are using technology, right? And you guys are using it with this Color Plus product. How else are you using it when you think about your product and the different areas that it's going to be installed? You know, different climates, definitely product will perform differently in different climates. Talk a little bit about that, James.
100%. So what it is we understand that the product that is performing in the northern climates and the southern climates are a little bit different. And you guys would all agree as homeowners out there that Florida weather is a little bit different than up here in northern Michigan. So obviously you'd want a product to perform different, as we call it harsh climates in the north. So what we've done is we changed our product probably about 3-4 years ago, and what we call it is engineered for climate. So we actually have two different boards. We have a board for the north and a board for the south. Now, why that's important to you guys as homeowners, if you're considering residing your house, or if you're considering potentially doing an additional remodel, or looking at new construction, right? The big thing about that is you want a product that when you put on your house, you are going to have that low maintenance. You're going to be backed by a company that does believe in longevity, durability, aesthetics, and low maintenance. And that engineered for climate, we have a specific board for this northern market to perform accordingly.
395-1450. For those of you who are just joining us, you're listening to the At Home Show. We're talking with James Hardy, Siding Products. Alan Leonards has joined me for today's show. And the first segment, we talked a lot about what is fiber cement and what does James Hardy do for the market to prevent or to present a relevant product. Now we're talking in this segment a lot about their use of technology. Can you talk a little bit before the break about the installation of the product? Is it a product that can be installed simply like wood? Or are there other factors that one would need to consider when installing your product?
Absolutely. So installation on any natural product across the board is extremely important. Hardy values the fact that the installation of the product is where the product is going to get its longevity. So in that case, we actually have installation specialists out on the market to help and follow up with partners like Zeeland Lumber and the builders out there that utilize our product. But installation, you're going to follow some standard clearances that are pretty much identical to wood options out in the market. There's a misconception that, or another myth like we were talking about before, that fiber cement has these ridiculous clearances and options out there that because of our product weakness, I guess you would say, we have to do all these clearances. If you look at all the installation methodologies across the board with wood, with us, with cedar, and even vinyl, it's just not enforced as much, they're all very similar in the clearances and allowances. We just want to protect it. We changed our warranty 3-4 years ago, and it's for the better for the homeowner in the end of the day. We are offering a warranty right now on our product for 30 years that is non-prorated. That means, Mark, if something happens 29 years from now with your product, we cover it 100%. That is a powerful warranty, so installation is important to us. We want to make sure that day one when they put that product on the wall, it looks the same 30 years from now.
Yeah, that warranty is definitely uncommon, right?
Yes.
Now, contributing to the performance of the product is the installation, and I'm glad you talked about that and highlighted that. is your product, let's just talk about the siding itself, the cladding, right?
Yep.
Not the trim or the soffit material, but the siding itself. Is that a product that is screwed to the wall or is it nailed? Talk briefly about that.
No, it's a great question. It is actually very easy to install and work with. You can use roofing nails, siding nails. You can use screws. We've made it very easy to attach. Most of our products are blind nailed. Very few are visibly nailed. So aesthetically, we're providing a great option to the market.
Excellent. We've been building a case for fiber cement in the marketplace. The next segment, we'll talk about the financial implications of using such a product. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of the At Home Show. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, along with Alan Leonards from James Hardy Siding Products, with us today. So, we talked about the financial implications of using such a product. I imagine, and I'm guessing our listeners are also saying, you know, with a product that has such great features and benefits, it probably is going to blow my budget. Present the case, really, for those folks out there. Maybe they're going to enter into a reside project themselves. Maybe they have friends or family that are going to do so. Why James Hardy? Well, what's the return on using a product like this?
No, that's a great point, Mark. I just want to throw out a little plug here quick. Guys, you got a couple minutes left. Feel free to call in. Any homeowner that calls in or builder calls in, a free T-shirt for James Hardy available. Kind of going on the financial thing, let's swing over to that. You know, one of the questions is always asked, well, how much more expensive is this from vinyl, right? Vinyl is kind of the standard in the industry right now, and they're looking at it as like, okay, where are we going with this? Am I going to break the bank, like you just said, Mark? In some cases, depending on the style of vinyl and the type of vinyl you're going with, you can be up to twice the amount of cost-wise. But from an aesthetic standpoint and a return on investment, that's the one thing I wanted to hit on with this, Mark, return on investment. 7 years in a row from Remodeling Home Magazine, we have been rated the number one return on investment for doing anything with your home. So basically what that's saying is if you're going to invest some money in your home from a resellability standpoint, if you put $10,000 in your home, you're getting $10,000 of value back out of your home.
Right. You know, and I was just thinking about that. From my perspective, it's my anniversary today. I'm thinking, yeah.
Happy anniversary, by the way, Mark.
Thank you. I'm thinking probably for me, my best bet is remodeling the kitchen, right? I mean, let's be real. But I would say that a close second really is the siding of the home. And you mentioned the vinyl siding products. Well, so for so many years, earth tones were kind of the rule of the day, right? Well, the last 5 to 8 years, it's the dark, bold, vibrant colors of vinyl. And I imagine that makes the equation look even different.
So what we're saying, seeing right now in the industry is exactly what you're saying, Mark. And that's part of where our 23 colors has kind of broadened and gone to, where all 23 colors of ours are the exact same price. Where you're finding with vinyl, not only is vinyl siding itself increasing in price as a whole, but where you get into those dark, vibrant colors, they're required to do different things to the vinyl to make sure that color is not fading. You're going to thicker vinyls typically, so the cost does go up. So when that goes to that perspective of what we call a higher-end vinyl or a thicker vinyl, the cost from a higher-end vinyl to Hardy is actually very minimal now. So we've closed the gap tremendously on that. Now it's just a conversation of aesthetics, longevity, long-term, and the look that you're specifically going for on your home. We feel like we have the best answer for that. It may be a little biased, but hopefully the information we've provided is showing you why that is a good investment on your home.
Right, and if folks are looking at a full wrap and saying, you know, really, I just can't invest that much at this point, there's other options, like using it as an accent.
Absolutely. We've seen a lot of people go to the point where they'll use it for curb appeal, and they'll use it for the front of their house, and maybe go vinyl on three sides. There's different things where we've seen them where they'll put it just in their gables to give different accents with like a shingle, where it looks realistically more like wood as opposed to the vinyl shake that necessarily doesn't have that exact curb appeal of cedar. So yes, there are many different ways that you can look and consider using cement. In the end of the day, you're going to have lower maintenance, and overall cost is actually going to be less just from the maintenance and the follow-up and the replacement down the road, long-term.
In our brief time left, I'd like to talk about the unique trim application that you have. You guys have developed something that's pretty cool and is something that I think is going to gain popularity in the market. And then want to provide a couple resources, websites maybe that our listeners can go to.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mark. So one of the big things that we are pushing right now is our siding accents, I guess you would call them, with trim fascia and soffit. And the trim, the part of it is we're trying to offer to the homeowners a single source accountability where if there's anything that happens with their home, they have one company to follow up with and a very good company to follow them back with warranty. The other part of it is we're trying to put your house on the same maintenance cycle across the board, whereas if you use our siding and use an alternative trim option, you may end up having to paint it sooner or replace it sooner. So we're trying to give that same maintenance cycle. But with our trim applications, one of the things we found that a lot of people like our trim, but they were still having to face nail it, which causes issues because you're seeing nails, you're not necessarily aesthetically happy with that. So Hardy, step up to the plate with that, and what we've created is a concealed fastener system. And what that does is minimize pretty much to the point where you're in most cases only having to use 5% of nails on all of your trim application across the board. Corners, you'll see no nails, and around windows and doors, you may see a couple. The advantage of that, too, with our trim is you're seeing a trim nail is used on ours as opposed to a normal screw or a roofing or siding nail. So it is a very small headed nail. So it hides and looks aesthetically appealing, not only from the curb, but more importantly up close where you and your friends and family are going to be next to your house.
So if folks are using that Color Plus technology, they picked a color that you have in your palette. What do you offer in terms of just minimal touch-up? Do you have something that you can give to them to be able to finish this job nicely?
Absolutely. So we formulated a touch-up kit. We have two different types of touch-up kits. We have a sponge dabber, and then we have a pen dabber. And the sponge dabber is really to hit up those edges that are cut for low maintenance, and then the pen dabber is obviously for doing the trim. So we're there to give you a full protection, Mark.
Excellent. Where can they go for more information? What website?
JamesHardy.com, and there's a really cool design thing on there that you can actually build a house. Thanks so much for having me, Mark. I greatly appreciate it.
It's been great to have you on the show. James Hardy, siding, definitely a relevant choice in the marketplace. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Have a safe and happy weekend and a great holiday next week. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for the WHTC at Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply on 1450 WHTC with your host, Mark VandenBosch. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast. Just log on to Holland's homepage, WHTC.com, and join us next week for At Home on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.
Holland, Zeeland, Hamilton, West Olive, and Castle Park. Stay with the Holland area news leader, 1450 WHTC, Holland.